We can't wait. They're trying to jail Trump now. The election interference is happening now. The censorship is happening now. The violations of your civil rights are happening now. Our military is being abused now. Unborn babies are being killed with tax dollars now. You name it, this Biden administration is abusing Americans six ways to Sunday. We had some big news this week, right? It's just the removal of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his office as a result of conservative dissatisfaction with the way he's handled the various shutdown, debt ceiling fights, budgetary fights, and fights about principle. And there's a group of conservatives who didn't trust him, thought he had lied to them, thought he had broken promises. And the big issues that you should know, because as we were talking last week, I did not think a government shutdown would be averted. But it turns out it was averted because Speaker McCarthy went and worked with Democrats who voted for, in large measure, more so than Republicans did, to continuing the funding of the government for the next 45 days or so with virtually no reforms attached. So all of these issues that we were concerned about, none of it was done. Full funding for the FBI, Justice Department, all the abuses you don't like, with the help of Democrats in Congress. And so that was the final straw for a lot of conservatives on the Hill. And that's, I think, one of the reasons he lost his position. And on top of that, previously, you may recall the fight over the debt ceiling, where McCarthy, again, working with Democrats in the House, gave President Biden virtually unlimited debt ceiling room over the next year or two, with no concessions for those of us concerned about the rule of law and the abuses of the Justice Department, the FBI, et cetera, targeting innocent Americans, Donald Trump only being one of them. And so that's twice that McCarthy gave up in the face of establishment and Democratic pressure. And so that's why he's not Speaker anymore. That's, at least that's my 2 cent, I guess 5 cent maybe analysis, maybe 7.5 cent analysis as to why things are the way they are now. Now, who's running for Speaker? It looks like as of now, Jim Jordan, who is a longtime friend of Judicial Watch's, and Steve Scalise, who's the current majority leader, who survived that shooting from that deranged leftist, you may recall. He's a good man as well. And Kevin Hearn is likely to run. I think he's a congressman from Oklahoma. I don't know him as well. So I don't know who's going to be Speaker. But this is what I do know. I had a statement I gave the other day, or we made available the other day. Why don't we go to that?
Hey everyone, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton here with an update on the House Speaker race. No, I am not running for Speaker, though I do appreciate all the grassroots support. And it shows that the American people, in part, want the new House Speaker to uphold the rule of law and defend the Republic. And that means defunding the worst of the Biden corruption and abuses, defunding the effort to jail Trump here in Washington, D.C., and in New York, and in Georgia. It means defunding the border invasion being enabled by Joe Biden with your tax dollars. It means defunding Biden's censorship of tens of millions of Americans. It means protecting the Republic from the abusers in the Biden administration who want to use tax dollars to undermine our constitutional system. The next House Speaker needs to get to work.
Well, needless to say, I agree with me. And if Speaker McCarthy had listened to what Judicial Watch was saying, had listened to me, he'd still be Speaker, frankly. If he had drawn a line in the sand, at least on one thing, saying, well, you know, we're not going to fund the government absent a reform in this area. Pick one. And obviously the Republic is facing multiple threats. But even if he had picked one, I think he would have rallied Republicans to a side of all stripes and gotten through something positive. But instead, it was this utter collapse. And so the challenge for the next speaker is, in my view, that they should be pushing, again, for a line in the sand or highlighting what lines they don't think can be crossed in terms of future government funding fights. What are they willing to fight for? What are they willing to say, no, we won't proceed unless this happens? And specifically, again, as I highlighted in the statement that we showed earlier, we can't wait. They're trying to jail Trump now. The election interference is happening now. The censorship is happening now. The violations of your civil rights are happening now. Our military is being abused now. Unborn babies are being killed with tax dollars now. You name it, this Biden administration is abusing Americans six ways to Sunday. All, as of Saturday, with the full funding of Congress and support. And so now it's going to come up in 45 days, right? And they're going to decide, well, if they don't have all these various appropriation bills settled upon between the House and the Senate, and that's not going to happen. I'm just telling you now, I don't think it's going to happen. There's going to be another continuing resolution fight. And the question for the new speaker should be, before he is elected speaker, what are you going to do? Are you going to do what McCarthy did, which is rule out any possible government shutdown? And the government really never shuts down. Only portions of the government shut down. And of course, they can work it in a way that the shutdown only affects the worst of government, right? As opposed to the government necessity. Government necessities plus could still be funded. Or are they going to just do what McCarthy did, which is, you know, get Democrats with moderate Republicans, liberal Republicans, just to fund government, just keep on keeping on with this terrible situation we're in? I mean, even the Biden administration is getting nervous about the border crisis. They're beginning to build a wall. Maybe take advantage of that issue. Or general concern by Republicans and Democrats about that issue to say no more funding, we're not sending tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens into the interior of the United States. You can't use our money to do that anymore. They can have all sorts of restrictions. Now, some of it is done in the appropriation bills that have been passed by this House already. Like DHS, as I said, you know, they've got some reforms on the immigration. I'm not quite sure on that side of the ledger. I know they have some reforms in terms of prohibiting the censorship. But what about the FBI and DOJ? And all, as I say, all the other abusers in the Biden administration, the civil rights abusers. And not only in the Biden administration, but up in New York State. You see that with Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, who was on a political jihad against President Trump, trying to destroy his businesses. The prosecution by Alvin Bragg. And, of course, in Georgia. All of that gets directly or indirectly subsidized by the federal government. I mean, they all benefit from tax dollars. We should be saying we're not supporting offices and agencies that abuse the civil rights of citizens and try to interfere in our elections. Don't you agree? You know, and I was half joking, but you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, Tom Fitton should be speaker. Obviously, I'm not going to be speaker. I'm not running for speaker. But I'm convinced a lot of people support what I want to do. And because they believe in Judicial Watch's mission and they share our general concern that our republic is falling. It's tottering. Some of you may believe it's already tottered and fallen. Either way, we got to build it back up, straighten it up by defunding the worst of the Biden abuses and corruption. So that's my advice to any speaker who wants to be speaker. Now, I guess Donald Trump is interested in being speaker, although I think he endorsed Jim Jordan. I think there's a constitutional question whether someone outside the Congress can be speaker, but I guess my view is if Congress wants to have someone who's outside of Congress be Speaker, I don't know how it can be second-guessed under the Constitution, since the House sets its own rules. So it's hard to figure out how that might turn out. But nonetheless, it's likely to be a member of the House from one of the three who are running, right? Now, there may be others who decide to run in the end. But that's what I think the leadership, I think that's what people want out of the Republicans in the House. And obviously, there's a lot more to be done in terms of fighting corruption, accelerating the investigations into Biden corruption. Like, for instance, what Speaker McCarthy should have done last week. Now, there are three committees, for instance, who have been designated as committees to conduct impeachment inquiries into Biden. The Jim Jordan's committee, right? The House Judiciary Committee, James Comer Committee, which is the Oversight Committee, and then Congressman Smith's committee, which is the House Ways and Means Committee. The Department of Homeland Security has jurisdiction over immigration issues, or at least partial jurisdiction. And I would designate them to begin an impeachment inquiry related to President Biden's border invasion and the collapse of our system of protection on the border that has placed so many Americans' lives at risk and is destroying our country. So that's an example of how they need to escalate it. Because right now, there's this kind of go slow approach. I appreciate the impeachment inquiries that have finally been initiated. One of Speaker McCarthy's, in retrospect, will be most significant acts, will be having escalated and designated these committees to conduct an impeachment inquiry or impeachment inquiries. But you know, we just can't have impeachment forever, right? And what about other members of the Biden administration, like Mayorkas or Garland? Or the FBI director Wray. Have they committed any impeachment any impeachable offenses? I would say someone like Mayorkas, it's a pretty easy call. You don't need to do much of an investigation. So I think they really need to accelerate those issues, and they can't move fast enough. And a speaker needs to commit to really ramping it up, because a lot of the investigations were slowed down a little bit, or some would say a lot, by Speaker McCarthy. He was in favor of some investigations, but you have to remember some of these, you know, he's more of a Main Street Republican, as they like to say. These investigations make them nervous, so they were not nearly as aggressive as they could have been, certainly not as aggressive as they would have been if Judicial Watch were running them. So my advice to all politicians, Democrat and Republican, is follow Judicial Watch's lead. Take government corruption seriously. Take threats to our civil liberties seriously. Take the collapse on our border seriously. Defund it. Punish those responsible who broke the law or broke their oaths of offices. You know, they know what to do. They know what to do. The question is there a political will to do it? And I suspect there could be as a result of Mr. McCarthy being removed. Because he would not have been removed. Let's put it this way. This wouldn't have happened 6 weeks ago. It wouldn't have happened even 4 months ago or 5 months ago, because McCarthy didn't have this record of not wanting to confront these issues as directly as they should have. The record wasn't there yet. But now the record's there, and it's been rejected. And so you've got some interesting new candidates. I don't want to personally endorse anyone. But I'm not running. I don't think Donald Trump is running. So there'll be three or four guys who are running. And we'll have a Speaker of the House, presumably sometime next week. And let's just hope they're paying attention to this video, right? But you can help, right? So I want you to do two things. Remember, I don't know what you think about who should be House Speaker. You should let your members know, because they're not going to be asking for your vote, the House Speakers. Their votes are all in the House there, right? And so to the degree you want to participate, you got to talk to your members and say, this is who we think should be Speaker. But secondly, just know there's this issue that's coming up, as it was with the continuing resolution that was passed last Saturday. Are we going to fight for our republic through this budget process in a serious way? And the can's been kicked down the road a little bit, right? And the goal of the establishment is to kick it again down the road to a continuing resolution past November and into the Christmas holiday. And then come Christmas, everyone hates to be around here for Christmas, so they pass another continuing resolution that gets us through the, they'll say, oh, we have to wait till after the election. And everything Biden wants to do gets fully funded. Jack Smith gets fully funded. The censors get fully funded. The border invasion gets fully funded. Fannie Willis in Fulton County gets her pot of federal money. They get their pots of federal money up in New York, you name it. And if that's okay with you, I guess that's nothing I can do to persuade you. But I don't think it would be okay with you. So you've got to share your views with your members of Congress repeatedly over the next few weeks. 202-225-3121. Share them on, I guess, I don't know if they'll be working on Monday because it's Columbus Day. But give them a call on Monday. You may not be able to get through. But certainly on Tuesday, 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. Let your views be heard on the speakership race, and let your views be heard on whether or not they should defund Biden corruption and abuse. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.